Here it is, fellows, the AEF Jukebox of the Air, G.I. Jive. Yes, indeed, men, that's the old signal to roll out the platters, and we've really got some to roll out today, too. It's Navy time with the old jukebox. We've scraped her barnacles and caulked her seams, and now we're ready to weigh anchor and shove off for the land of jubilee and jump. So what are we waiting for? Let's really get sailing with the old professor himself at the wheel, Kay Kaiser and company, given out with "They're Either Too Young or Too Old."
What good is in the army? What's left will never harm me.
There isn't any gravy. The gravy's in the Navy.
I simply can't compel it to, with no Marines to tell it to. They're either too old or too young. So, darling, you'll never get strong. Tomorrow I'll go hiking with that Eagle Scout unless I get a call from Grandpa for a snappy game of chess. I will confess to one romance, I'm sure you will allow. He tries to serenade me, but his voice is changing now. I either get a fossil or an adolescent pup. I either have to hold him off or have to hold him up.
We're finding it easy to stay good as gold. They're either too young or too old.
Mercy, Professor Kaiser, a goodly hunk of stuff and right in the old groovola. But now let's wedge in an item or two that might be good for a chuckle. What say? You know, there's a lot of talk about how fast the American aircraft factories are turning out planes, and we know the speed of production is greater than anything in history. But this story is a little hard to believe. It seems that one aircraft plant turned out a plane in 8 hours flat. 5 minutes later, a pilot took off in it. And 6 hours later, the factory received a cable from him that read, "I'm in Australia. Please send the motor." Which brings us to that live forever item I've got with them by none other than that 16-cylinder Lucky Millinder. department often referred to, as you name the item, we'll have a look around, see if we can't get the stuff up and coming. Seems to be in order right about now. Because the next artist is one who is asked for mighty often by Blue Jackets. It's the pin-up ball of fire, Betty Hutton. The blonde bombshell has just completed the leading role in the moving picture life of Texas Guinan. And they say she's sensational in the picture, and when you hear this next tune, you'll know why. But just before we give Betty the right of way, let me remind you, if you want to hear your favorite ditties on this clam bake, drop a card to Armed Forces Radio, Los Angeles, USA. We'll do the rest. Okay, here's Betty Hutton with I'm Doing It for Defense.
Mr. Bone, get this right. I'm your date for tonight. But when I hold you tight, I'm doing it for defense. Months and months, you've been drilled. Now it's time you were thrilled. Start from here, then we build. I'm doing it for defense. If you touch my lips and you feel my respond, it's because I just can't afford a bond. If you think you're Cary Grant's lover, relax. You're just a rebate on my income tax. Don't get hurt. Don't get sore. I'm a pal, nothing more. This ain't love, this is war. And I'm doing it for defense. Once I start, I can't quit. I said I'd do my bit. Sorry, but what's your end? I'm doing it for defense. Orders are for today. Just relax, come what may. Duty calls, I obey. I'm doing it for defense. Your morale needs building up, you must agree. And morale stays built when it's built by me. Put your face to starboard and give us a kiss. Heaven help a sailor on a night like this. Let's pretend I'll attack. Your defense mustn't crack.
Mercy, put out the lights and call in the law. That's all, daughter, that's all. Betty, you sure make listening a pleasure. And while we're in that fine mood, here's one more screwy squib that ought to bring a laugh from sailors who've experienced the same thing that a recruit did who was stationed at Great Lakes. Seems his wife sent him some socks that she had knit for him and then wrote to ask him how he liked them. He wrote back and said, "Darling, it was sweet of you to knit the socks for me. One of them is very nice, and I'm using the other for a duffel bag." Now let's listen to Alvino Ray and his great band as they stop off a dirge called Whoa Ho. Alvino, you're on. And that sort of scrapes the bottom off the gearbox for this session, men, but the good ship Jukebox will be headed your way soon with another cargo of killer dillers, so be watching for it, will you? And write those requests right on in to Armed Forces Radio, Los Angeles, USA. This program was produced by the Armed Forces Radio Service.